At the Nebraska Governor's Ag Conference in Kearney, we're going to talk with Greg Ibaugh, who is a former ag director from Nebraska and now undersecretary for marketing and regulatory programs in the USDA. Wanted to talk to you about a couple topics you mentioned that you're working on. You know, GMO labeling was a really big topic here, a year or two ago, and the USDA was charged with coming up with a GMO labeling system. And you mentioned today that you're getting close to maybe putting a rule out on that.
So we're done with our interagency approach and put out a proposed rule for labeling foods that have ingredients derived from genetic engineering. And we right now are having some interactions with other agencies, other in the federal government, to make sure that we're not crossing any lines that have to do with federal international trade or other regulations that are out there. And then we will be releasing those regulations for public comment.
Are you able to tell us anything about where you're at on that? I know the previous administration, and there were a lot of people in Congress, too, that felt like, you know, we should make more use of electronic communications, smartphones and such, to let consumers know what was in their food.
So the way the regulations are structured right now, and what I think you will see when they're published and people start making comments on them, is that there's some options, and we're gathering some public input on which direction we should go on some of these things. I think the intent largely was for something on the package that gave a initial indication, and that there would be openness for consumers to be able to delve deeper in if they use the QC code or different things like that.
Of course, the concern on the agriculture side and the food, some on the food side, was that by saying contains no GMOs, you might be insinuating that GMOs are a food safety issue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so there's differing opinions within agriculture on whether more should be labeled or less should be labeled, depending on some processing features. And so that's all part of the considerations that we've put or we've looked at as we get ready to put the new rule forward.